Case number 9554, Sandra L. Hinson. It's a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
This can only be subdivided with variances. Is that correct?
If you remove the home, if you look at the map, actually all these, the lines here where it has all these different lots, mm-hmm. he could actually, because it's pre-existing zoning, could create lots.
But
as long as he stayed with those lines, but he'd have to remove that home and he could do that, create more lots. Now, if that home, now if he leaves the home there and wants to put that line where it shows on...
Between 17 and 18.
Right, he would need a variance.
Gotcha.
Unless he moved the home.
Okay. So no matter what he does, even if he wants to reestablish the previous lines, he's still going to end up before the Board of Adjustment.
Either if the home's still there, yes.
Right. Well, and I guess I think what I don't mean to put words in John's mouth, but I think what he's concerned about is the guy, the ability, and the, what the objector said, the ability to put two houses on these properties.
He has to create new parcels.
Yeah, he's going to have to end up before the board somehow.
To leave what's on there.
Otherwise, he's going
to
have.
To leave what's on there.
Yeah. Otherwise, he's going to have setback.
Yeah. To leave what's on there.
Okay. But so the objectors would still have another opportunity then to come in.
Now, if he tore everything down, and then to.
I guess if he tore everything out, then he could redivide it into three lots and build three houses.
With the garage there, if he...
That'd be legal.
That'd be legal.
Yeah, that apparently would be okay.
He could almost, if he left the garage there, remove the home and create a line where the garage met setbacks on the other side. I mean, he could do that, and even if he made that into a home, I mean, mm-hmm. he could do that.
But if he leaves the present structures there, which seemed to be what they were concerned about, converting that garage into a house,
and
to
he
do
could.
That...
Well, it even appears that to leave the garage, he would have to meet the setback requirement on the
other side. If he left the house.
Right. Well, even if he took the house off.
If he used one of his lot lines.
Yeah.
And he say instead of 50, he went to 75.
I got you.
He would meet a setback.
Right.
So
right.
He could do that.
But he wanted to come to us.
But the house would have to be removed.
Right.
Okay. Move the house, and he could still turn that into that. But I didn't even come to us.
Right.
Okay. But they would still be notified of the subdivision through planning and zoning.
No.
Really?
No. They're pre-existing.
Wow.
Yeah. He could create a line.
He could go and create and go right on.
For pre-existing zoning.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then that could have happened any time since 1979, too.
Yep.
I mean, that's the guy who objected admitted that thing's been there since 79 or something. So at any point along the way, he could have done that.
Right. But right now, nobody can live in the garage.
Right.
That's right. The way it stands right now. Now.
That's what.
That was his concern.
That seemed to be his objection.
Yeah. There's nobody in there.
Yeah, as of today, no.
You gonna check and be sure again? I mean.
He could convert it if he separated everything out.
Yes, I'm saying, so he could do it then.
He could, but mm-hmm. as of right now, no, the way it sits.
Mm.
So, Rick, I mean, even when we denied this case, he could still do that anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's
right?
The only reason this is even here, I think, is because he's selling the property and it popped up, you know.
is
there any administration in the state?
But in order to make that garage a dwelling, he could subdivide. Mm-hmm. But once he does, then the house doesn't meet the setback requirements.
It doesn't. Within the property lines.
Yeah, so it would be back here.
If you like the house.
So other than tearing everything down and starting from scratch, he's probably going to end up back here.
Right.
Okay.
But then, again, the same thing, he could have done that. The guy who died apparently and left the property to the estate, he could have done the same thing any time along the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there being no further discussion.
It's certainly unique because of the situation. And I think that the variance would enable reasonable use of the property. Wasn't created by the applicant. I won't alter the essential character neighborhood minimum before relief. Make a motion to approve case number 9554.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9,554. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. I think